As the relationship between the United States and Cuba continues to open up, more Americans will be able to travel to Cuba without getting special licenses. This is welcome news to the American students who are going to the Latin American Medical School in Havana. The program is completely free. KPLU's Jennifer Wing introduces us to a young man from the Northwest who got accepted and is in his first year.
When Sol Bakley and I spoke earlier this month, he was back in the Northwest trying to fit in visits with friends and family members before he headed back to Havana, where he is a first-year student at the Latin American Medical School. He was also hoping his doctor here would fit him in for a routine checkup.
And I called, and there was nothing open, and I was referred to the emergency room, which I didn't quite understand because I said I just wanted to do a checkup.
This scenario probably wouldn't happen in Cuba. Dr. Melissa Barber is the coordinator in the U.S. for the Cuban Medical School Scholarship Program. She's also a graduate. She says Cuba has more doctors per capita than any other country in the world.
Within every 10-block radius, there's a doctor who cares for every family in that 10-block radius.
Over the years, highly skilled physicians have become one of Cuba's best exports, serving the sick and dying after major disasters like the earthquake in Haiti and the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Sol Bakley, who's 28 years old, double majored in pre-med and political science at the University of Washington, he worked for a few years at Seattle Biomed, a company developing a malaria vaccine. Bakley was planning to continue his studies in the U.S., but then he found out about medical school in Cuba from his father,
who is really involved in like the Seattle Cuba Friendship Committee. And he gave me a book actually on their public healthcare system.
The book was Cuba's Healthcare System, Where Humanity Comes First by Ellen Bernstein.
I read through it and I was really interested in, you know, how this island that is so financially poor, how they have such a rich and effective public healthcare system.
The fact that everything is paid for is also a major draw to study in Havana.
We're going to graduate and be debt-free. It's amazing that the Cuban government is offering that gift to the U.S. students.
How did this island country declared off limits by the U.S. end up providing a free medical education to American students? The idea came when the Congressional Black Caucus and the Latino Congressional Caucus visited Cuba in 2000. They were impressed by Cuba's medical system, and it made them think of how few primary care doctors were in the poor areas of their districts back in the States. Dr. Melissa Barber says they did a little brainstorming with Fidel Castro.
And, you know, Fidel at the time was saying, okay, well, you know, we could definitely send physicians to those areas, but because of the blockade and what's going on between our countries, those doctors won't be accepted. So why don't we do the same thing that we've offered to other nations and open up the scholarship program to, you know, students in the Mississippi Delta area?
Castro opened up the invitation to all U.S. students when he gave a speech at Riverside Church in New York City in 2001.
I can assure you that we are willing to receive 250 American students per year.
Today, the Latin American School of Medicine accepts between 10 and 15 students from the United States each year, a number far below the 250 originally offered in Castro's speech. So far, 111 students from the U.S. have graduated, and 46 are in residency here. Medical school in Cuba is a big time commitment. It's 7 years, which doesn't seem to faze Sol Bakley.
I'm happy to be down there in Cuba. There's so much to learn, and I don't think I'll ever understand the place completely. So even that 7 years, I know, is just going to fly by.
Right now, Bakley is working to become fluent in Spanish, a requirement before jumping into his official studies. Free language classes are part of the program. When Bakley isn't in class, he's budgeting his monthly stipend from the Cuban government of 100 pesos, which pencils out to roughly $4. Bakley says when he graduates, he plans to practice primary care medicine in low-income communities on the Kitsap Peninsula. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.